I can fast. There are things that I can do to help myself because he has given me the tools. He has given me the main tools to get myself from A to B because that's just who he is. And he does everything for us if we give him the opportunity. We have a choice, free will to do it. And I'm so glad on this day that I made a choice to make God the head of my life. I'm just thankful of that. I'm thankful that I can realize and see the things, just what he's done. I can see the just what he's done in my life. Even though the road may have been rocky, and the road is still rocky, it's still some bumps, it's still some curves that still have to be hurdles that have to go through. But ask me, am I afraid? I'm not afraid because he has shown me just who he is and what he shall do. Father, we come to you this morning, Lord, just thanking you for all the things that you have done, Father God. Knowing, Lord Jesus, that it was nobody but you. It wasn't man. It wasn't lady. It wasn't people, persons, or things, Lord. But it was you, Father God, that orchestrated each and everything that has been done. Each and everything, Father God, that you paved the way, Lord Jesus, for the things that needed to be done, Father God. After receiving you, Christ, after allowing you to be the head of my life, after allowing you, Father God, to renew my mind, after allowing you to allow the Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me, after, Father God, of going back and forth unwavering, having unwavering faith, Father God, allowing my soul to be anchored and to rest in you, Father God. And on today, Lord Jesus, we thank you for that. We thank you for the ability. We thank you for just being here for us because you don't leave us. We leave you, but you stay there with open arms. And we thank you for that, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for just continually, Father God, day in and day out, Father God, giving us your words of wisdom, Father God, giving us your knowledge, Father God, allowing it to be effective communication, Father God, and then giving us the opportunity, Father God, to go back in the night, Lord Jesus, and research and study, Father God, so we can then apply these things to our lives, Lord Jesus. We just thank you on this morning, Father, for your mercy, for your grace, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for supplying our every need, Father God. We thank you for today, Father God. We thank you for the things that we will deal with for today, Father God. Not worry about tomorrow. Not worry about our past, Father God, but worry about this moment on this day. And we thank you for giving us the ability to do so. As we go on this morning, Father God, we ask you to allow us to decrease and your Holy Spirit to increase, Father God. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch, even if it's just to touch one, Father God. If it's all to touch and bring one in to you, Father God, one, Father God, we ask you to allow that to happen on today, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to touch, to take off blinders. We declare and decree that blinders will come off, Father God, that ears that were stopped up will be unstopped, Father God. Hearts that have been hardened will be unhardened. The walls will come down, Father God, as they did in Jericho, Father God, at the sound of a scream, at the sound of a voice, Father God. Lord, we just need you on today, Lord, as this pandemic is rising back up, Father God. We just ask you, Father God, to touch the people's heart, Father God. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that this is not a game, that it is real, that they need to follow the laws of the land. It doesn't matter where it's coming from, but it's for their protection, Lord Jesus. We just ask you, Father God, to just pour out a spirit of obedience, Lord Jesus, over this land right now, Father God. Just touch those, Father God, that do not even know you, Father God, and do not know, Father God, what you have, the master's plan. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to remove any blockages, any hurdles, any obstacles, Father God. Just give them, just create in them right now, Father, a new mind. Renew their mind, Lord Jesus, and let them know, Father, that you are the man with the master plan, and we all need to be in your hands. We need all need to be under your direction. We all need to be led by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. After speaking with my sister Monica yesterday, last night, and we were just in talking and doing what we do, just engaging with the Lord in his presence, going over our notes, and just listening, hearing from God. And the word salvation came up. And with that, a question was imposed, and Monica will answer the question. But the Holy Spirit this morning told me to go back and look in the back of my Bible and define what salvation is, because maybe some people really do not know, you know, what it is and what has happened when you receive, when you obtain, when you select, when you grasp, when you say, Father, yes, you are my all, I surrender all, what you have done or what God has done for you, what you have opened up and allowed him to do. And some people call it being saved. I know that's how I came up, the word being saved. And we know saved is rescue, you being rescued for something. And salvation, in the back of my Bible, it says deliverance from the power and effects of sin, danger, or difficulty by God's intervention. So just the word by God's intervention, you can't obtain salvation from Apostle Temple. You can't obtain salvation from all these big TV, you know, evangelists, Bishop Jakes. You know, you can't. The word clearly says by the intervention of God. So that's an action. That's something that you have to willingly allow God to intervene on your behalf. You can't just sit there and say, because Evangelist Elect Nita is saved, then I'm saved. Because, see, I knew from my teachings, I had to go back and forth sometimes. I knew, honestly, I'll say 2.5 years ago, that I wasn't saved because my mother prayed for me. I wasn't saved because my great-grandmother prayed for me. I wasn't saved because my next-door neighbor was saved. It was an act that I had to do. It was something I had to ask God to intervene on my behalf. But then when I asked him to intervene on my behalf, I had to stay there. I couldn't give it to him today and then give him my life today and then turn back tomorrow and continue to be in my same old sin. And see, that's what we do. I can only speak for me. And one thing about me, I'm extremely transparent because, see, God knows all. And when you get into that place when he exposed you all, there's no more shame. That's when you pick yourself up and you able to walk with him and say, God, your mercy and your grace, you saved me. You saved me, your salvation. I allowed you to intervene, to take away the old, ugly, the nasty things. And that's where we're at today. We're going to talk about salvation. But before Monica comes on, I just wanted you all to understand it's something you have to make a conscious decision. You cannot be unwavering. Today you're doing this and tomorrow you're not. You can't. And I say this because one thing that stuck in my head with me, I can be in the midst, knowing that I'm sinning, and then I have in my mindset, okay, well, All I got to do is pray and ask, repent, confess, and ask God for forgiveness. But picture this. What if I'm in the midst? Because we don't know the day, the hour. We don't know anything when God's returns. We don't know when judgment day. We don't know when our life is going to end. We never know. What if I'm in the midst of saying, Father, please, but I never get it out. I never get it out. So therefore, I was never able to repent and obtain and be where God wants me to be. I never allowed God to intervene. And see, we play with God. There's no reverence. We continue to do it over and over and over again, thinking that we got a safety net. I'm here today to tell you, my friends, we have no safety net when it comes to when God decides what he's going to do and when we're going to do it. That's why when the song say Jesus is on the main line, I charge you today to ask God or to surrender it all to God and let him know that you're ready for him, God, to make an intervention into your life to deliver you from your sins, your past ways. And sometimes it's too hard for us to do it. That's why God has to do it for us, because he knows our minds. He knows our heart. He knows we waddle in fear. He knows that we waddle in lack of confidence. He knows that we sit and paranoia comes into play or whatnot. So that's why we have to go to God and allow him to deliver us from our sin, from our sins. We have to allow his power to overpower the things that are hindering us, that's holding us down. We have to allow his power to cleanse us and wash us as snow. We have to depend on his power to overcome the addiction, something that just constantly keep coming back over and over and over. And this is why he tells us every single day to put on that helmet of salvation. You walking around with salvation, knowing that God is your intervention power, knowing that his power would give you the strength, the knowing, and the keeping of doing the things that you did before. You no longer have the desire to do it again because you know that it was God that did it for you. It wasn't my husband, not my sons, the people that I love so dearly. It was God, and that came with me making a conscious decision to make him the head of my life, to make him my all in all, to make him the person that would lead me and guide me to a life of success, a life of pure, not a life of success because I'm doing something wrong, a life of purity, genuineness, sanctification, a life of holiness. And as Apostle has been saying over and over, it's not an easy job. It's not easy. It's a process. It's a process. But today, make it your day that you start your process. Do not let tomorrow come and you still in the same place. God, ask God to intervene on your behalf so you may obtain the salvation that he chose for us to have, that he chose so we can get to where he wants us to be. And that's in a prosperous life. That's in a life of success. That's in a life of no shame. That's in a life of walking with your head up, knowing that you're walking with God. That's with a life where you got a new beginning, new clothes, new way of talking, new way of thinking, new way of your behaviors change. So on today, if you don't hear the sound of my voice again today, I sit and I say to you, let go, let God, and let him, his holy power, intervene for you so that you may obtain salvation and have and live, have life for eternity with our Lord and Savior. Turning it over to you, sister.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am so glad to be able to talk and just exchange with everyone because, you know what, God is an awesome God. He is so amazing. And as my sister was saying, salvation is what we're focusing on. But right now, I just ask everyone where you're sitting, where you're standing, whatever you may be doing in this moment, I just ask you to stop and listen to the sound of my voice. Stop whatever you're doing. Freeze. I mean, it's just like pause. Whatever you're doing, stop. And I want you to recognize the time. It is 7:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is 7:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, my question to you is, at 7:24 Eastern Standard Time, if you died in this moment, where would your soul go? Where would you be? This is the question. This is the question for you to ask yourself right now. You don't breathe. Your heart will not beat again. This moment is your last breath, and you have an opportunity to reflect on this question. Just let that sink in. I'm going to ask you again. Right now, if you died in this moment, 7:24 a.m., where would you be right now? Where would you be salvation-wise? Ask yourself this. If you were driving the car, if you were fixing breakfast, if you were lying in bed listening to this broadcast, if you were at the table or wherever you are, if you're at work, wherever you at, whatever situation you're in right now, if this was your last moment of life, where would your soul go? See, this question is a question for any and everyone that's listening to look at yourself, to examine your life, to examine yourself, to examine your soul, and examine your lifestyle. Because, see, this is an opportunity for you to have, one, the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Because if you ask yourself this question, hopefully you have the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon your life to help you if there's something there, if there's something there that needs to be addressed. And you got to ask yourself this, because this self-examination is going to open you up to contemplating on what you did just last night before you laid down and went to sleep, or what you did yesterday, your last 24 hours. Just think about what you just did in the last 24 hours of your life. If this was the end, what did you do in the last 24 hours? How did you spend your last 24 hours? Now, think back and ask yourself, how did you spend your last week? What did you do with your last week? Did you live it unto God? Where were you at? Were you repentant of your sins? Have you had an opportunity to even think about that? Because, see, after this broadcast is over, this is the question of the day. I challenge you to visit and apply to yourself. And I'm not asking you to apply this to anyone else, because you cannot, you are not permitted to apply this question to anyone else. This is a question for you and only you. And only you can answer this question right now. Because, see, at the end of the day, you have an opportunity to say to self, self, what am I doing? What am I not doing? See, it goes both ways. And then you also have an opportunity to examine things you know that line up with God or do not line up with God. And you have to ask yourself, am I living unto God? What was my last repent? What did I last confess and repent on? Have you repented? Have you even considered what is that sin that you may have not been revealed? That may have not been revealed to you. But at the end of the day, where you were yesterday or last week, you may not still be there. Where are you in this moment? Where were you this morning when I posed that question a few minutes ago? Question is a very important question to us saints. because we have to be able to actually look at ourselves and examine ourselves so God don't have to. And that's another thing that is important for us to recognize and reflect on. This is a time of reflection of not where you would go based on your husband's life or his walk with God or his relationship with God, not where you would go and where you would end up based on your parents' life and their walk with God. It's not even a question of where you would be if you examine the life of your children or anyone else in your life. This is a question posed to you to examine yourself and ask yourself. And you have to be brutally honest, transparent, because, see, God knows everything. He already sees every single nook and cranny. He knows our heart's desires. He knows our secrets. He knows our failures. He knows our successes. But, see, you know as well. Only you can answer this question. And this is not an open discussion for you to confess on things to others. I'm just saying the question is, God, at 7:24 a.m. on today, where would your soul have gone? And this is the opportunity for you to do this self-examination and to ask yourself, what is there that I need to look at? What is there that would keep me from being in God's kingdom? Is there something there? And if it isn't, then oh well. But I'm just saying, what are we going to do about what is there? What could be in the way? What could we address? What could we work on as a people individually? Because everybody has their own cross to bear. But what is there that you can have come up in your heart and spirit? This is not right. This is out of alignment. How do I fix this? I want to fix this. Because, see, we, like my sister said, we know not the hour or the day. And if today was the day, if this morning was the minute, 7:24 a.m. was the minute, where would you be? I ask myself, where would I be? Everyone has to ask themselves. And only you can answer that, because, see, we have an opportunity to look at it as just a question of a moment of reflection. But what if you didn't wake up this morning? Because somebody didn't wake up. This is your last chance. How can you fix whatever it is in your power to fix? And I just move to challenge you today to continue to reflect on this even after this broadcast is gone and it's over. Continue to go out throughout your day and reflect and examine the deeds, the actions, the way you're living. You know what you're doing. You know what you're not doing. But if you can look at anything and see something there that needs to be addressed, we pray, ADM prays, my sister Nita prays, that you will go to God and say, God, help me with this, fix this. Because we know not the hour or the day. But see, if you got caught slipping on this morning, my heart goes out to you, and I just thank God that it wasn't a call to leave this life, and that you have that opportunity, that we all have this opportunity to say, but God can fix this. With God's help, I'm going to be okay, because I'm going to be with my Father. That's where we all want to go. But are we really truly ready? And if we're not ready, let's get ready. Leave that on your mind, and I want you to let it sink in. But if there is something there, I'm not saying that there's nothing there. I'm not saying that there is something there. I'm just saying that if your Holy Spirit, if it convicts you, If it is something revealed to you, address it. And I'll leave you with that moment, with that in this moment, and I'll send it back to you, sister.
And ways that you are to, if you do not know what you need to do on today, you need to ask God. Look in the mirror. See, I know because I've heard it being taught over and over, and we sometimes get tricked thinking that we have obtained. But when you hear somebody tell you to go and look in the mirror and start looking in that mirror and then asking God to identify the things that you are doing or identifying who you are, then to reveal exposure, to reveal the things. And once he reveals the things, then you start admitting to the things that's going on with you, that you have to confess and then admit that you are this, or you are doing this, or this is overtaking you, this is my addiction, this is whatever. You have to admit it. See, a lot of people stay in the same place and can't go any further because they refuse to look in that mirror. And then when they do look in the mirror, they refuse to see what God has there for them. So those different things can come out of the way. You have to confess. You have to admit that this is who I am. That's the first step. You have to be in have that spirit of admittance to do whatever. And then you have to believe. You have to believe that Jesus died on the cross to save us from sin. He is the head of our life. He is our lordship. We have to believe that Jesus is our lordship. We have to believe in his word. We have to believe in the good news, the word that he has brought us. That's what we have to do. We have to believe in the word of God. We have to believe in what God has already, what Jesus came, his mission. We have to believe that we can have eternal life. We have to believe that he did resurrect when he died, that our sins died with him. When he rose, we came up with a clean slate. We have to believe that the Holy Spirit lives and resides in us. We have to believe that Jesus is our Lord. Openly confess. You have to open your mouth openly and not be ashamed that Jesus is your lordship. Jesus is your Lord. People get around certain groups of people and they hear what they have to say, all of this knowledge that they have came up, all of this man-made knowledge that they have came up with. And when they sit and they go, or the people come and knock at your door to have a conversation about what they know that their God, or the way that their religion, that their, how their religion works. And we, some people, be too ashamed to say that Jesus is the head of my life. He's my lordship. I follow Christ. It doesn't matter what your pamphlets say. It doesn't matter what you say on this side, but Jesus is my lordship. These are the things that we have to do to obtain salvation. And we already know that we have to have a transformation take place in our life. We can't be in our old mess. We got to come up as pure gold. We got to change our thinking. We got to change the way our heart feels. We got to learn to forgive others. And first of all, we got to learn to forgive ourselves in order to get to the place where we need to be so we can sit and realize, okay, I've left the old alone, and now I'm working on the new. But I want to say this to you. When you're working on the new, because we never going to arrive, but the thing is to strive, to make progression, to not continue to do the same thing that you did before, because trust and believe a mistake is going to be made throughout the day. It's up to you to allow the Holy Spirit to quicken you, to ask God to forgive you. Don't sit and say, okay, well, I know I just did this. I know this person sitting here saying this to me, and I'm going to go off on them. I'm going to pop off on them, and then I'm going to ask God for forgiveness. No. You have to learn how to sit and take those things and fix them. And I'm the first to sit and tell you, because I people could sit and say or look at me the wrong way, but you know what? When I go to the people that God has placed before me, and they'll sit and say, no, that's a teachable moment. I grasp that. I grasped it and realized, oh, it was a test. It was just a test. Are you going to pass it, or are you going to stay in the same place? And if I stay in the same place, if I stay in the same place, and today or tomorrow, God didn't say, are you ready? I'm lying to myself, but most of all, I'm lying to God. When you get into that place where you sold out and you can't, you refuse to sit and just lie to God. You had a situation where, yeah, I messed up and now I got to suffer the consequences. Yeah, I messed up and now I got to deal with this. But Father, thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to quicken me, because now I come to you and I say, Father, deliver me. Deliver me. You have to receive the deliverance. You have to receive. You can't do it by yourself. This is why God left us with the Comforter. This is why God left us, and he has that Bible, the book of instruction. Every situation that you go through in life, there is an example in that Bible. I can't live Job's life, but I can live Nita's life. I can read in the Word to see some of the things that he did so I don't make the exact same mistake. Why? Because I'm asking God. I need God's salvation. I need God to save me. I'm in that ocean, and I got my hand up, but nobody's seeing me. Nobody's seeing me because I got all this baggage. I keep drowning, trying to go up underwater, but God. But God, because while I'm out there, I realized that I got to stop getting some of this stuff off of me, just like when Gideon was on the boat, the shipmates were saying, okay, we got to throw this over, we got to throw this over, we got to throw this over, but the problem was still there. The problem was Gideon. The problem wasn't resolved until Gideon, Gideon went overboard and was in the belly of the well for them 3 days. I don't know what Gideon was saying, but if I was Gideon, I would have been confessing everything. I would have been asking God for forgiveness. I would have been telling God, I'm sorry. I would have been repenting. And when Gideon came out of that well, Gideon had a whole new attitude. Gideon went on to his assignment because it took an intervention from God. People, we can't do it by ourselves. But I sit and say again, and I'm going to say it after every broadcast, and it's not because I'm saying it, it's because what the Holy Spirit wants to be said. And no matter how I sit and say it's repetitive, the Holy Spirit says, you do as I say. And that's where I'm at right now. No matter what the circumstances, no matter what the situation is, I stretch my hand out to God and I say, you hold it. I give my mind to him every morning. I get up, Father, I need you to think for me. Because I may sit and think crazy today, based off of something that might have happened the day before. But I thank you that you give me a new beginning. I thank you that you give me a new mind. I thank you, Father, that you created me a clean heart. But see, I ask for these things. I ask daily. Sometimes throughout the day, I may ask 3 or 4 times because I realized something that when I went in the mirror, something was still hidden deep down in there. I still had a stronghold holding me. I still had a soul tie stuck up in there, tied up in a knot. But I sit and I ask God these things daily because I need for him to save me. I need him to save me. I realize that my battles are not mine. They're the Lord. I realize that when I surrendered all to Christ, that my thoughts were not Nita's thoughts. They're Christ's thoughts. And some days, them Nita thoughts try to come in and override me. But you know what? I thank God for prayer. I thank God for fasting. Prayer and fasting, they break all chains. They break all strongholds. They break everything that's holding you down. And that's what we need to be doing on today. That's what we need to be. We need to let go, let God, let him intervene on your behalf. You may think it's something minor, but when you're dealing with people, it's something major. You always want to be Christ-like because you have received. You have been saved like Christ. Once you are saved, you are now, you are in his image. Everything that you do, you shouldn't have to walk up to people and say, oh, I'm a Christian. Oh, I'm saved. No, your actions will sit and speak for you. So on today, as Monica said, she asked the question, where would you be right now if God was to come? Where would you be? Where is your soul anchored? Where are you at right now? Are you still in a place of poverty? Are you still in a place, or are you in a place where you are able to succeed because you've received the salvation that God has predestined for us? Or are you still in the lack of state? Are you still harboring old feelings? Are you still in a state of unforgiveness? Are you still around here worrying about what Tom and Harry and Sue did to you? Or have you moved on because God intervened for you? So I sit and say, use the mirror effect today. Don't let today pass you. Don't sit and put off today saying that you're going to do what you can do. You're going to do what's needed to be done tomorrow, because we don't know the day nor the hour. And when you sit and you read the Lord's Prayer, and it says to forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, you may can't do it, but that's when God intervention comes in. It says, lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. You can't do it, but God can do that for you. You want to live on earth as it is in heaven. You can't do it by yourself, but God can do it. So I charge you today to grab onto God's hand. Allow him to take you into that mirror. Allow him to show you. Let me tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Allow God to show you all the ugly, all the indifference, everything that you think, that people looking at you one way because you this person and you that person, but in the eyes of God, because you're not doing things Christ-like, it's a disgrace. We never want to disgrace God. We want God to give us his intervention. We just want God to be the head of our life. We want to confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And I sit and say, go to that mirror. And that mirror may get ready to expose some ugly things. Dress yourself in the armor to fight off anything, to fight off the things that's within you, those spirits that's going to come out of you. And as those spirits come out, because you don't want to leave an empty void there. If you got hate in your heart, you ask God, Father God, thank you for delivering me with that hate. But I don't want to leave an empty void, so replace it with love, Father God. I'm tired and I'm weary, Father God. I'm always tired. I'm this, I'm that. When that spirit of weariness come out, you sit and say, God, I don't want to leave this void empty. Replace it, Father God, with joy. When you got chaos, you sit and say, Father God, take this spirit of confusion out. But I don't want to leave an empty boat there, Father God. So replace it, Lord Jesus, with peace. Let go and let God. Let God fight your battles. Let God intervene. And the Holy Spirit is already interceding on your behalf. But it's up to you. It's up to you to identify what your mess is. It's up to you to identify where you're at, so you can go unto the Lord with a clean slate. and he can wash you new. He can refine you as gold, and then you can get on your right path. And what is your right path? And this is where I'm going to leave you. It's being in the will of God. Ask yourself, am I in the will of God? And if you feel that you are not, then you ask God to show you and lead you in the path of righteousness. You ask God to expose the ugly truth, and he may even in that expose some of the goodness. But ask him to show you who you are on this day. Ask him to show you where you are on this day. And ask him, am I living the life that you created me to live? We always come, I thank God for the tools, for the overseer, my teacher that he has given me. I thank God for the book, his holy book. I thank God for his Holy Spirit, which leads me and guides me every day. So a change, a song, a change has come over me. Ask God to allow that change to come over you on this day. He is on the main line telling what you want on this day. And let him know that you are asking for salvation. You're asking for him to take away your sins. You're telling him that this cross is too hard for you to bear, that there may be lesions in there, and allow him to intervene on your behalf. As I always end our morning session by inviting each and every person that's on the line, whether you're locally, whether you're in another state, no matter where you're at, whether you're across the international waters, to come back online with us at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Break the bread of life. If you're thirsty, drink from the faucet, drink from the living, get some of that living water imparted in you to quench your thirst. So as I close, please join us again at 385. The number is 385-799-9620. ADM loves you, but God loves you most. Let go, let God do what he has for you, because he knows all things, and you cannot sugarcoat, you cannot hide. This is a season to let the scales come off. It's a season for you to deal with you and only you. I can't deal with my husband if I can't deal with me. One thing his words he said to me is, pray and ask God to change you so your circumstances can change. Pray and ask God to change you and you and you so your circumstances can change. And once you identify those circumstances and you confess them, ask God to intervene for you. God bless you. Have a glorious day. And ask yourself, where are you on today? And then ask, what are you going to do about it? Have a great day. God bless.
Come on, tell him one more time. myself away so you can use me. I give